Domus mea, Domus orationis vocabitur dicit Domini.
Of February, the Athetism of the Thoughts, Part 2. Yesterday we were concentrated to refuse bad thoughts and that we will win back the dominance and not the bad thoughts inside of us. But it's not only the bad thoughts which are coming to us. We have a lot of useless thoughts. And we are remaining too long in the outside part of the world. We hear too much news, or we just read something and then it goes over. So the dictatorship of noise we have in this world is touching very much our insight, especially coming about the media in our times. So we have to make also another decision to refuse useless thoughts inside of us, or at least to cut them, or to make a minimum of them, because they are also bringing us away from the essential of our life. This decision means that we really make efforts that our heart will be pure. Of course, destructive thoughts, evil thoughts, we can really easily identify, and it's clear that we cannot follow them. But if we start also to look about our useless thoughts, then it's a stronger step to the way of following Christ. And then we will also notice inside of us how the Holy Spirit is working, and notice in which state of our soul we are. St. Paul said it very fine to understand this. We have permission for all, but not all is good to do. And this is a very important point. We can think useless thoughts if they are not bad. But we must know it does not help in any way on our way with Christ. So we have not only to look for sinful thoughts or destructive thoughts, also to look for those things we could do, but they are not helpful on our way. And if we decide for this, then our attentiveness to God will grow, and we will have a stronger freedom. Again, we need a clear decision for that. And it might be like a crisis in the beginning, because we are used just to follow harmless thoughts. But they are destructing. And we are not clear what does this mean in the consequence of our spiritual path. And when we start to make it clearer and stronger, then a lot of false thoughts are coming into us. And they will tell you, oh no, you have no joy any longer, no, you cannot just live like you want, and so on and so on and so on. And the aim of this is that you do not go the way you decided to go. Stronger with the Lord, clearer with yourself, and everything like this. John of the Cross, who was a good master of spiritual life, he said, always when you make a step to go forward on the way of holiness, the devil will come and trying to hinder this. But all these thoughts are to deceive you. Because the aim of such a way is not that we are now like in a total self-control of our thinking and we have a lot of scruple. No. The aim is to be more open for the love of God. The relationship to the Lord starts to get more intensive. And also we have a measure inside. What is good to think? What is good to follow? And where we should turn to the Lord? But it can be a little bit in the beginning like in a desert, because these thoughts are coming and say, what is with us now? You don't think of us, and maybe you think you lack a certain kind of freedom. This way of the ascetism of the thoughts is very supported through the praxis of the so-called prayer of the heart. This is a way to pray and wants to be always present in our life. Also, when we are working or driving a car or whatever it is, we can continue an inner prayer to the Lord so that the heart and our mind will be together. A fruit is that you start to have hunger for this prayer and you start not to follow all the distractions, not to lose this intimate relationship with the Lord. We will speak at another point of the so-called heart prayer, but that you can imagine what it is. It is like if we have this kind of short prayers like, oh Jesus, help me. Oh Jesus, I love you. Oh Father, I love you. And you'd say it not only by occasion, maybe in times when you feel not good, you start to pray it regularly. That's only to give you the idea of this prayer. And this will help also to look to your thoughts and bring them in order. With the virtue of temperance and a clear decision for the ascetism of your thoughts, we're going into a very active phase for our way of holiness. And now the virtue of prudence will come and help us, and we will think about this virtue tomorrow.
The communion verse we listen to says, my house shall be called a house of prayer, and everyone who in it asks will receive, who seeks will find, and to whom knocks it will be opened.
Beati qui habitant in domo tua, in saeculum saeculi laudabunt te.
Domus oratio.